This cornerstone of NLP thinking is one of the most empowering. You can do whatever you like if you believe it. If you want it enough, you will find a way. You have got what you need to get the results you need. All you have to do is to know how to use your skills. Businesses succeed because of the innate belief that people can do what they say they are going to do. If your starting point is a lurking fear that you may fail the exam or not win the order, you have given away some of your power. Utter self-belief, even when it would seem to be flying in the face of facts, will always win the day. John Dargan, entrepreneur and global business leader, says, "I look for the right attitude. Specifically, I look for people who are prepared to take on responsibility and be accountable for it. I like people who want to be clearly measured and who understand what success is. I look for that optimistic, can-do, never-say-die attitude that convinces me they will do what they commit to every time." Utter self-belief. How would you like to be surrounded by cheerful people who seem to have a solution to everything? Constructive and positive people who can reconstruct any situation so that there is a solution rather than a problem are welcome in any company, so long as it is based on realism rather than on senseless optimism. If you want to be valued as a positive and committed team member who matches a positive attitude with a consistent delivery of performance, then take the time to inject new self-belief and certainty into your daily work. I once interviewed someone for a sales director position, and I was very dubious about him before I even started. He cancelled 2 meetings, and I questioned whether or not he was really interested. A third interview was arranged, and he was not off to the greatest start. When I met him, he instantly took control of the situation. He had prepared an outstanding PowerPoint presentation about himself and the company I was recruiting for. He had used every ounce of his skills to produce a high-quality piece of work, and this was matched by his complete certainty that he was the right man for the job. This combination gave him a focus that was hard to deflect. He got the job and transferred his positive certainty to business development in his new job. Using NLP techniques to develop a more positive outlook will mean that you are enabling choice in your life, creating the life that you want rather than coping with the life that you have ended up with. Pura Vida. Some people seem to be those who generate energy, and they impart this physical enabling to others. They are vibrant, enthusiastic, and terrific to be around. They raise the game in all the people around them, so that their energy by being shared seems to be multiplied. In Costa Rica, when people meet each other, they say, "¿Qué tal?" meaning, "How are you?" The standard and automatic response is, "Pura Vida," meaning, "It's a great life." People who have a natural belief that it is pura vida are those who will find what they expect. However, beware the energy drainers and the energy blockers, the ones who see trouble everywhere and who leave you deflated, depressed, and wishing you had never spent any time with them. How do you protect yourself from the negative energy of others? Gareth James, director of People Plus, said, "Always be positive, even when saying negative things. It takes 10 can-dos to recover from 1 can't-do. Negativity drains others of energy and demotivates them to work with you." Starting off with positive intent. Whenever you embark on anything, start with the expectation of success. Recognizing that life can be a self-fulfilling prophecy, create your own future by the way that you set off. Decide what you are going to do in order to give out a more positive message. Think about what you say when people say, "How are you?" I am prepared to bet that you have some kind of stock response. Decide here and now that the stock response has gone forever. Choose how you are going to be perceived by others, and decide that you will always be seen to be positive, upbeat, and enthusiastic. This is not in a brittle, superficial way, but by telling your unconscious mind continuously that you are feeling brilliant and raring to go, it will become a fact. It is easy to slip into careless ways with language, so remembering that the person with the greatest flexibility is the one who rules, challenge yourself to be different.